This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning I asked Art Cockett from the Bonai Lawn and Garden Company to join us, because as the seasons change, as the weather changes, we tend to get more and different insects that can create a problem in our garden, around our yard. And thought it would be a good time to give you some tips on what you can use that will solve those problems. So I asked Art to join us. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. I'm looking forward to that next weather change, however, and cooling off a little bit would be good.
I know. Oh, man, I just can't breathe anymore with this all day and all night long, but we live in New England, and it will change sooner than later.
That's right.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because I know it has affected you personally with your family, is a lot of people are out in the yard, and we're having a problem pretty heavy this year, and I've been watching it on the news all over New England, a problem with ticks. And I know we're talking with you in the past. You told our gardeners that your wife had a problem with ticks.
That's right. It's very personal with me, and I just have no problem talking about it, spreading the word, because I don't want to see the same type of problems my wife has had, a couple of knee replacement surgeries, and still has pain and some problems in her with arthritis and so on. It's not good. So, I'm careful around my house to take action, because I don't want to, have any sort of a debilitating problem myself. And most importantly, I have a daughter that I want to protect. And, I'm out on my property taking care of those ticks. We have a couple of different products that we use.
Now, what would you recommend for our listeners to use to eliminate this tick problem and maybe a few other insects at the same time, Art?
Well, Paul, the best way to go about it is with our flea beater, flea and tick spray. It's a yard spray, but it's also for around the perimeter of the property. You know, the thing to remember is ticks aren't just in the lawn and in the grass. They like it where it's cooler and shadier, underneath the shade trees, even in the perennial garden, around the foundation of the house. But what I do is I take and walk the perimeter of my property around the lawn, and I spray it into the brush and in the underbrush. I have some rock walls where the mice are, and, of course, they carry the ticks. So I spray those rock walls, and I spray into the leaf litter. I hit the ground and the underbrush all around the perimeter of my property and make sure I get the moist, shady locations. Of course, they can be in the lawn as well. So the same product, the flea beater, flea and tick yard spray, and the hose end applicator can be used on your lawn to take care of the ticks and the fleas. And then, of course, we have a granular product, our ant, flea, and tick killer granule, as well as our 8 granules, can all be used, in the turf. to take care of those ticks, and while you're at it, take care of the fleas too.
Now, the liquid flea beater for fleas and ticks in the yard, I was talking to a listener earlier today, and they thought they would have to buy a lot of different bottles, but I realized that one bottle will treat 16,000 square feet. You know, a good acre of lawn is 40. So if you've got a good size yard, this bottle will go quite a ways. And now, how long will it last, Art, once you've applied it to your property?
Yeah, that product is particularly long-lasting. It's actually an eight-week product. It'll have a residual to continue to kill the ticks for an eight-week period. So, you know, you could conceivably just and have good control. So if you haven't done anything about it this year so far, to get out there now and do it, and then in the fall again. You know, next year, start it in spring. Do it in spring and fall is really all you need to do it. But if you haven't done it yet, it might be wise to get out and do it. So 16,000 square feet, it goes a long way. And it's pretty easy to apply with a hose end sprayer, no mixing. You just hook it up to your garden hose and go. And got to walk pretty quickly to get it spread properly for the 16,000 square feet. But it'll get the job done for a good eight-week period.
So you don't have to saturate the ground. You just need to wet the vegetation and the grass. That's all you need to do.
That's right. It's just a mist, and then of course be sure to let the product dry before you let the pets out.
Terrific. Okay. Well, that takes care of that problem. Now, this time of the year, those tomato hornworms are coming out. The different beetles are coming out. And I had two callers today that they were starting to see the end of summer, early fall tent caterpillars. And I know that you've got a couple of really good products, one organic and one man-made, that will solve those problems. And you can use it on vegetables and perennials and shrubbery and everything else. Tell us about those two products.
Okay, Paul. You know, the first thing I think of, though, remember now that if you can physically remove the pest before you start using a pesticide, that's always the first step, and that's pretty easy when it comes to tomato hornworms because they're not hard to spot. So get out there with a bucket of soapy water and just toss them in. You know, you got to get out there pretty regularly, like daily, in order to keep up with them, because if you skip a few days, they will chew your tomato plant down to nothing much left. But same even with those tent caterpillars. Put on a pair of gloves and pull them out of that crab apple tree or wherever you have them. But if you don't, you know, after you do that, and also to prevent problems, or, you know, catch it early. If you can, you know, if you see a few tent caterpillars, get out there and spray before they get out of hand. And what we recommend, a couple different products to choose from, are eight. Is one that works real fine on, and can be used on vegetables as well as ornamentals. You know, it's, this time of year we like to spray, you know, when it's not too hot out. So be careful about that. We don't want to go any more than 85 degrees. So, you could actually burn a damaged plant. So what we suggest is you wait till the evening and, spray then. Plus there's less wind and so forth. So in the evening's the best time. Eight is a great product for all those problems you mentioned, and then some, and then including the beetles, and then the Captain Jack's, of course, is our all-natural organic bacterium that kills certain pests on contact, and then it also does a great job on chewing insects with the residual. So the tent caterpillars, the beetles, the tomato hornworm, anything that eats the leaf, the Captain Jack's will have a residual, and when they eat that bacteria, it will get into their stomach, and then it will kill them. So certain pests on contact, like aphids and thrips, but other pests, it leaves a residual. And again, it's all natural. And, you know, the other part about Captain Jack's is it's safe when used as directed. And I'm thinking about the bees. So, you know, spray in the evening, as I mentioned, and then by the morning it will have dried, and it won't hurt the bees because they don't chew the leaves. And so once it's dry, it's safe for the bees. So right on the package, it says 3 hours to wait before the bees come back. So so those are the couple of products that pretty multi-purpose, actually, for a lot of problems that you might have around your property this time of year.
You know, the other big disease problem that's starting now is powdery mildew with all this heat and humidity. The lilacs are getting white. Your vine crops like cucumbers and squashes, zinnias and tall phlox, just to name a few. Powdery mildew is everywhere. How do we stop it, Art?
It is the heat and humidity time of year, and powdery mildew loves that. So we do have several different products you can use, starting with our copper fungicide. You know, comes in a ready-to-use. We have it in a concentrate, and happy to announce that next year we're going to have that one in a hose end sprayer. We have our Revitalize, which is an organic one. That's new this past year that'll take care of the powdery mildews. It'll also do some root diseases, which is unique. And then if, you know, you have a severe problem, you might step it up and go a little stronger with the Fungenil. And again, that one's a liquid. And then the Infuse is the systemic product. So, you know, a lot of times we like to suggest that you start out with the milder products first, catch it early, nip it in the bud, and you're good. Or if things are out of hand, you might need to step it up and go a little stronger with the Fungenil or the Infuse.
Terrific. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll tell us a little bit more about some of the problems that are occurring right now. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Art Cockett from the Boneye Lawn and Garden Company. And this time of the year, there's so many things going on. I thought it'd be nice to have him because he knows his product and he can always give you an organic solution if they have it available. One of the questions that I'm getting a lot now is crabgrass. And I know it's too late for a pre-emergence, but is there still something available that can kill crabgrass at this time of the year and be effective?
Crabgrass is a tough one, Paul, especially this late in the season. We do have a couple of crabgrass products. We like to get them down early for best results. The later you wait in the year, the less positive results it'll be, but you can knock it back, and it depends on how, you know, just how mature it is, you know, in the different places where it might be in your property. The more mature it is, the harder it is to kill. We have a unique product in a granule that is a post-emergent crabgrass killer that'll kill the crabgrass up to 4 inches tall that you can put down with a spreader. Best to be applied on a damp lawn. And it'll take in through the foliage. It's systemic, and it will knock out the crabgrass. It also has a pre-emergent in it to stop weed seeds from germinating the rest of the season, because crabgrass often continues to germinate, and there are some other weeds that germinate in the fall. You can't use that product, however, if you're planning on planting grass seed coming up. You have to, the cutoff date for it is July 15th. If you're going to be planting grass seed in September. So that's one option if you're not planning on planting any grass seed. The other option is our liquid crabgrass plus. It comes in the ready to use as well as the hose end. And that one is also applied to the foliage, systemic, and absorbs through the leaf, moves to the root, and kills it root and all. So if you've got a crabgrass problem, hustle up and get out there and take care of it. Before that crabgrass gets even worse and gets more mature. Again, careful with the temperatures. Anytime you're spraying, you know, because some of the product will get on the grass. It's designed to kill the crabgrass but not hurt the grass, but obviously you'll be getting some on the grass too. And that's okay, but not if it's 85 degrees or warmer. So get out there, get it done in the evening when it's cool, and get that crabgrass taken care of, and, you know, hustle up and go do it, because you'll have best results if you hurry up.
Okay.
If you wait much longer, it's going to be tough.
Okay. Got one more quick question. I had Amanda called earlier today, and he had a problem with nut sedge. And I was telling him about your product, a sedge ender. Now, most people have no idea what nut sedge is. Could you tell them what it looks like and how they can identify it?
Sure. The nut sedge often grows back faster than the grass does. So when right after you mow the lawn, within a few days, you'll see the nut sedge poking its head up, you know, quite a bit taller than the grass would be. And it's got a yellowish tint to it, not as green as the rest of the grass. But the real telltale is if you go pick it at the base, and you can spin the stem in your finger, and if it feels like it's a triangular stem, then you know for sure it's nut grass. It's actually a pretty simple diagnostic characteristic there that'll make it real easy to know for sure. And then if you want to try to dig it up a little bit and find the little rootlets, the nutlets, that's a telltale sign as well. It's pretty difficult to dig those up and get control. The application of our sedge ender is definitely the way to go. It's just a tough one to kill. You know, it's interesting that we have so many different kinds of weed killers because certain ones kill certain things, and the nut sedge in particular is we have a product just for that. So the sedge ender is the only one that'll kill the nutsedge that's safe to use in the lawn, won't hurt the grass. It'll actually kill some other weeds, too, some broadleaf weeds, and it prevents, too. It has a seed preventer as well. So that's our sedge ender.
Okay, so if you're not sure if you have a problem, as that said, pull one of the grass plants out. And if you feel ridges, triangular ridges, not round like a regular grass plant, you feel the edges, that's nutsedge. And that's something that you don't want to have in your lawn because it's going to spread real, real quick. Thank you for joining us and helping our listeners to solve some of the problems that they may have. Have a great weekend, Art.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are here until the end.
But there is no end in sight yet to a huge wildfire in Northern California called the Carr Fire. It's now devastated nearly 84,000 acres, prompting nearly 40,000 evacuations in Shasta County. Sadly, the remains of two children and their great-grandmother were found in a home that was destroyed by the fire on Thursday.
Over 3,500 firefighters are battling the fire. They're working 24 hours a day to close this incident.
That's Incident Commander Brett Gouveia. Earlier in the fire, two firefighters were killed. At least 14 people are confirmed dead, many more injured, after a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit the Indonesian island of Lombok. The quake hitting early Sunday morning when many people were sleeping. The island's a popular tourist spot. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Excuse me. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Tom in Lowell.
Tom from Lowell, Massachusetts. Good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Fine. Paul, I have a two-part question about a horseradish plant.
Okay.
I have a horseradish plant growing in a five-gallon bucket, and the chew pattern on the leaves indicates to me that it's some kind of insect. But when I examine the leaves, there's no insect on there. I was wondering what could be eating my plant.
It's some type of critter that's coming in when it gets dark out. So during the heat of the day, they're hiding in tall grasses. They're hiding underneath the foundation plantings around your home. And then when the temperature's cooled off and it gets dark, they motivate and have a little horseradish with their meal.
I see. Paul, in the past, I have grown a new plant from a piece of fresh root.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if the root dries out, can that be used to plant a new plant, or does it have to be fresh?
Well, I'll tell you. I planted horseradish several years ago, and I put it at one end of my garden, luckily. And the first year, it said just let it grow, and I let it come up, and it made multiple stems, grew about maybe a foot tall, and so I just left it alone. And the following year, it came up, and now it was about 18 inches in diameter with multiple leaves and stems. And in the fall, I dug some of the shoots, gave some of the shoots to some friends and neighbors to plant in their garden, and I harvested some myself. And the third spring, I went into the garden to get it ready for the planting season, and deer had gotten into the garden in, early April sometime. And
They took their hooves and they dug around the plant. And they dug probably a foot. And as they dug, they ate the horseradish. And again, they went down a foot in the ground, and I knew it was deer. There was nothing but tracks all the way around it. And when I got there, I figured, well, horseradish is gone. I just covered the hole with the soil around it and said, well, I'll go buy another plant and try it again. Well, I get the rest of the garden ready for planting, and I started to notice little shoots coming out of it. And Tom, by the time we got to June, that horseradish plant had come back with vengeance. It now had spread to be 3 feet in diameter, and it just got stronger and stronger. So make sure that you dig some every year, use it in your cooking, give some of the shoots to friends and neighbors. It's a good producing plant, but you've got to keep it under control. If you have it in that pot, let the frost knock back the foliage in the late fall so that the plant goes dormant. Give it a good drink and then put it in your garage or a tool shed for the winter, because what you don't want to have happen, if you leave it outside and we get rain and cold, the container will fill full of water, it will freeze, and eventually the whole container will become ice. And the ice will destroy the root of that plant, and you won't have any more. So let the frost knock it back, put it in your tool shed or garage, and maybe a couple of times during the winter you could bring a bottle full of water and give them a little drink so the container doesn't dry out. But then in early April, bring it outside, give it a shot of water and some liquid fertilizer like the Espoma Grow, and it'll come right back for you. So it's a good plant, productive, makes a lot of new shoots that you can give away to friends and family. And if you like that seasoning, this is the plant for you to get.
Paul, can I grow a plant from a piece of dried root?
As long as there's still moisture in that root.
But
so
I don't think there's any moisture left.
Yeah. The only thing to say is try it. Put it into a pot, give it a good drink, and see what happens. But usually in the springtime is when you would cut some of these little side shoots that are developing, and you transplant those. But if it's really dehydrated and brittle, I wouldn't waste my time.
All right. All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. You have a great weekend, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nathan, who do we have up next that needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Elaine in Lawrence.
Elaine from Lawrence, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. Good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
This is my second year in this house with this garden and peony bushes. There were several, Paul, that didn't bloom at all. And I heard that maybe because they're too deep, they don't bloom. And when would be a good time to dig them up and put them closer to the surface?
Okay. What you want to do today, just go out in the garden where your peonies are.
Yeah.
Put your index finger up against one of the stems of your peony, and just wiggle it back and forth and dig down until you hit the little tubers that make up the root of your peony.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the proper depth of peonies is to have that tuber-type root system no deeper than one knuckle.
Oh, okay.
So if you go down 2 to 3 knuckles, it will make great foliage, but it will not bloom.
Okay.
And when I worked at a nursery, we would buy in all of our peonies in the fall. So in September,
what you would do is you would dig it up and shake off some of the soil so that you can see that twisted root type growth.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to cut off all of the foliage, leaving like a 1-inch stem off that tuber.
All right, okay? So I should wait till September?
Yeah, wait until we've had some cool weather.
Okay.
And you'll notice that the foliage will start to fade from deep green to pale green and have some yellow on it.
Okay.
That's your signal. So dig it up.
All right.
Now, at that point, what I want you to do is this. When we were selling peonies, we would buy a piece of the root that had 3 to 5 buds on it. And in the nursery industry, they're called eyes, just like an eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5 eyes per piece of the root. And if you dig up this clump and you've got 15, 20 buds, then they'll be very noticeable. There'll be a pointed bud on the top of this swollen root tuber type growth. Then you can divide it. And you can, if you've got 15 buds, you can cut it into 3 pieces and replant it in your garden and condition it with some compost, you know, add some a nice granular fertilizer and keep it nice and wet. And next year, instead of one big plant, you'll have 3 smaller plants. And 2 years down the road, they'll be as big as the original plant was.
Okay. All right, very good. Now, another question. How do you contain a trumpet vine? Jesus, it comes out of everywhere.
You'd almost need a blowtorch to
die.
I know. Now, are you growing the trumpet vine up against a trellis or a house?
Yes,
or?
It's up against the trellis. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then everything that's coming away from where it should be,
oh, boy, there's plenty of that.
Yeah. See, you can't use a weed killer to try and remove these sucker plants. Because if you do, it will get to the main plant, and then you'll lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
So your best bet is to take some hand pruners or grass shears and 2-3 times a year, go out there and just cut them right off at the ground level.
Okay.
Or better still, if you can grab a hole of the stem right at the soil line and give it a good pull and get some of the underground root, that will work even better.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's a good idea. Okay. All right, Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Elaine. You know, the other thing, too, is when you're able to pull some of these shoots and you get a long, green, creamy white to green root with little fibers coming off of it, you could take 2 or 3 of those, put them in a 2-gallon container or an 8 to 10 inch pot, and now you're going to have a new plant that you can plant some.
One is enough.
Okay.
If it doesn't bloom any better either, it's going to go.
Now, do you feed it at all?
Yes, I do, with some Plantone.
Okay. Now, it's growing up against a flat wall, right?
Not a flat wall. No, it's a trellis that the girl had built.
So it's
some kind of a leech-tooth thing.
Okay. So you've got soil all the way around the plant.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what you need to do is this. All of your plants that bloom are making the flower buds now for next year. So, this is what you want to do with your plant. You want to shock it. So, you measure 18 inches away from the main plant.
Yeah.
Take a shovel. Jump on the blade, driving the blade as deep in the ground as you can, and cut a big circle all the way around it.
Oh, wow.
That's called root pruning.
And that will make it bloom better next year?
Yep. Because what it's going to do is it's going to shock it. The plant's going to think it's going to die. And it's going to force it to make flower buds. Now, at the same time, anything that's 2 feet away, because you drove the blade in the ground, you'll be able to grab a hold of it and pull it right out of the ground, because you have cut all of the suckers that are developing from the main plant and moving out into your yard.
Well, that would be a good job for my husband.
Sure.
He can jump on the shovel all around.
Make him a good breakfast for us now.
Oh, Lord. It comes up in the grass. It comes up everywhere.
I know. So have him root prune it for you, and then he can hand pull everything. But bacon and eggs, a good cup of coffee goes a long way, Elaine.
Okay, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now. You have a great weekend. If you need some help, we've got, we've got a couple minutes left.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminous takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminous twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminous, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful morning. Blue sky, a few puffy clouds, and that sunshine. I just wish we could get rid of some of the humidity. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Sir Bud, Sue in Rochester.
Sue from Rochester, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. You piqued my interest when you got that guy that asked the question about why do your plants grow so wildly after a real rain rather than just watering the plants. And I watched a documentary, I don't know, a couple years ago, and what I discovered, or what the scientists have discovered, is that when you have a lightning storm and there's, you know, you get your thunder and lightning happening, what happens is that the nitrogen molecules actually bind with the water molecules. So when it rains, it rains fertilizer.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Every single time
that there's a rainstorm, if there's lightning and thunder, I'm like, yes. Rain the fertilizer, God.
Well, I mean,
isn't
you've got
that awesome?
You've got to look at it this way, Sue. Many, many years ago, when this country was basically Native Americans, they weren't fertilizing the trees and the shrubs, and the trees and the shrubs did really, really good.
Yep, it's all set up in nature. Who knew? That was a big surprise to me. Now, my question is, I did finally get that tulip tree that I've been talking about and you said would be a good one, and it's doing pretty well, but it's out. I've planted it way out in sort of in a swale in a wetland area between patches of reeds, but where there are the ferns.
Okay.
And then I planted it just before we had that really awful heat stroke period about a month ago.
Right.
And some of the leaves started to yellow. I couldn't really get out there to water. Now with all the rain we've had, it's greening back up. But my question is, how is there a time frame for when the roots actually really start to anchor that thing down and reach out into the surrounding soils?
Within days of you planting it, then the roots will start. Right. If the soil around the root ball, the original root ball that you set in the ground, can stay moist, see, all the roots that are enclosed in that container or in the burlap bag that holds the root ball together, as soon as the moisture is available, the roots will move out. And if it gets moisture, it will move out, will move out, will move out. But the one thing that you can do is if you can get some of the espoma, either the biotone, which is a granular, and that would be easier for you to carry out there than a bucket full of water.
Yeah, I think I put about 5 pounds of that down in there and mixed it, you know, layered it up, layered it, layered it. And then
okay.
I also put some Dr. Earth soil in there and dumped it all down and got it. It's anchored. It's holding up real good. But I was just curious to know how long before really it's got a good hold in that soil.
It takes a whole year. So the thing that you have to expect when you're planting any kind of a plant, that when you buy it, your plant will come with flower buds on it. And
right,
it will bloom. But the second year, because it's a new plant, and the plant, instead of concentrating on making flowers, is concentrating on getting established in its new home, and is putting all of its energy and all of its effort into getting the roots out there so it can fend for itself. So the second year, don't expect a lot of color. But you'll see that from that time on, and it's the same thing, if you bought a brand new fruit tree, the first year you may have 3 or 4 apples, but for the next 2 years, the apple, the peach, the pear, the plum will not have any fruit because it's trying to get established. And the main reason is the plant that you bought came with soil, but the fruit tree that you bought came bare roots.
Hey, somebody just had a really bad accident out on the road. I've got to go and call 911.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Thank you, bye. Boy, that did sound bad, all the crashing. But if you've planted a new tree and it's not doing what it should, just promote the root system, it'll come back. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks, Nathan.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.